Welcome, everyone, to Ladies Number One Detective Agency, Clearing the Paranormal. Today is August the 26th, 2024, and we're recording from the beautiful city of North Bay, Ontario. Today I'm joined by my co-host, Janet. Hello, Janet. How are you?
Hello, Amy. How are you today?
I am fabulous. Bill is un
Awesome.
I, Bill is unable to join us today, but we have a special guest today, don't we, Janet?
Yes, we do.
And Lori Ann is going to be joining us from a nice little place, a couple hours away from North Bay. And the topic of our podcast today is going nuclear, or what Janet said earlier, what the, which will become clearer as we talk about have our little discussion today. So, Lori Ann, welcome to our podcast. How are you today?
I'm doing just great. Fabulous, I think, is the word of the day.
Yes. So, would you like to introduce yourself to us and just tell us a little bit about yourself, as much or as little as you like?
Yes, so I am Lori Ann, and I have a little interest in rocks and crystals, and I tend to get attracted to different ones for different reasons. I'm not 100% sure how that happens. Occasionally I pick up something and it has someone's name comes across me, my mind, and for whatever reason they may need whatever this rock or crystal can offer. So I pick up a lot of them. I am a Holy Fire Reiki master and a consulting hypnotist as well. So I think that these energies have really helped in that work.
I know, and it always surprises me. Like, we haven't got to the metagamy project yet. I keep saying we're going to get there, but that was so interesting because we needed some crystals, and you said, "Oh, I have exactly five of these that I just got, directed to pick up." And et voila, we needed them for the work we were doing. So it was pretty interesting. So, the story I want to tell today is you had come to visit us and you had just come back from a trip. You were out west on the beautiful coast of BC and you had been collecting rocks and you put them out in the middle of the table. We had a few people over and you said, "Oh, dive in, take a look at all the rocks, pass them around." So we're looking at these beautiful things, and I picked up one, and the minute I picked it up, I just felt this electric, really burning hot shock go right up my arm. And I went, "Oh," it dropped the rock. And then passed it, kept passing it around to everybody because I'm going like, "Do you feel this? Do you feel this?" And then Janet said, "Go ahead, Janet. What did you pick up about that rock?"
Well, first of all, we should explain that, BC is British Columbia because there are some people
Oh,
in the
yes.
Sudbury area that might think it's behind Cape Riel.
I did say coast though. But we could have listeners from around the world and they're not going to be going thinking, "Oh my God, where's BC in
And
Canada?"
just to be clear on that as well, since we're being specific, we were on Salt Spring Island and Vancouver Island, and so there was lots of places to pick up all of the rocks that I was collecting.
Right.
But what's the chances of Lorianne picking up a stone, okay, that has nuclear energy on it? My God, that was just amazing. It
Know.
was just like you're on fire. As soon as you held it, your hand was on fire.
It felt like it burnt, like burned right up my arm to my
Yeah.
shoulder. It was
And it just went really quick, like lightning.
lightning.
Yeah, it's like, oh, can't touch that, can't touch that.
Isn't that a song?
So
Can't touch that. Can't touch
don't
that.
touch
Don't touch
that.
that.
Do.
I know there's always a song.
Yeah, there's always a song and it's always fun. But it's really strange how that was from Japan. Like it, the energy of it was so strong. There was some kind of nuclear meltdown in Japan. And through the tsunami and through everything else that happened in the ocean, it made it over to BC.
Well, and I think what also happened was there were ships, there were ghost ships that were,
Yeah.
isn't that correct, Lorianne, that you found out later? Yeah.
Yes, that because of that tsunami and the nuclear plant that was on the coast of Japan, and there were lots of ghost ships that traveled this way as well. So, yeah, potentially they would have had debris on them as well because from the waves and they ended up very much so off the coast of BC.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
Janet, when we asked you to tap into it, you got that it was from actually from a building.
Yes, that's what it felt like. It was from the building itself, and it was interesting, very interesting. The energy made me feel like I'm imploding. So it's like once you get over the burning aspect of it, but we couldn't hold it for very long. None of us
No.
could. But it was funny too because I could see the waves, I could see the water around it, and I could feel like it going back and forth like a wave and making its way slowly. That was just something else, I tell you.
And I don't
Yeah,
know
it's
if you
always interesting.
still have a picture of it, Amy?
You know what? I do, but it's not
Because
on this phone.
okay, because I recall too that it was a rock, but there was a unique, which is what attracted me to it. There was a different color on it, and it looked like a funny shape on the one side of it. And I
And I
just thought
think
that was very,
that's,
very interesting.
yeah,
So
and I think that's where Janet got that it was from a building. And then when
yeah.
you actually got that information and looked at it again, you went, oh. Yeah, it kind of makes sense, right? So, well, and then it was like, okay, we have a radioactive rock in my house. What are we going to do with this? And Lorianne, you said that it needs to go in water. So I actually tapped into my peeps and we talked with Janet, and I got direction, and I was like, there's no water at this place that I know of. And so I thought, well, this is what we're getting. This is where we're going to go. So we went up to this place the next day. And oh my God, Lorianne, I always feel so bad when you come to visit. It's always an
Well,
adventure. It was so,
just
yeah.
before you go to that, I remember. So May and I, the next day, were in the car, and we had taken the rock out of the house and had it wrapped up in. I'm not sure what was it wrapped up in. It
We
was
wrapped
wrapped
it
up in
in
something,
something. I don't
yeah.
know what.
And it was in the trunk of your car. And as May is driving, we don't really know exactly where we're going because you were getting directions. Oh, I have to turn here. Oh, I'm turning here now. And now I have to turn here. So, and you're saying, oh, are we going up here? And I don't know. You're like getting the information. I'm not even sure why I'm here. But anyway,
Oh, we found out later why you had to be there.
yeah, we did. So as she's turning, and that's when we ended up parking the car, and she's like, okay, we're here. It has to be here. And yeah, looking around, there was no water that we could actually see. And you were trying to figure out, you go, well, there must be here somewhere because they wouldn't send me here knowing that we needed water.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so.
And it was so windy and so cold and rainy, like drizzling off and on, and we are getting blown away in the wind. And I could see where we were, like there was an indent in the ground where it looked like there was probably a creek, like if water was high, it would have run through there. But then there's a great big fence. this huge tall fence. So I'm going, okay, well, there's got to be water around here somewhere. Why else would they send us here? So we're walking along the fence, like trying to peer in through the fence. And then all of a sudden, Lorianne goes, there's water. And I go,
What? I don't see it. I
I
don't
didn't
see
see
what you're talking about.
the water. Well, Lorianne is quite short. So, and I'm taller than her. So I was looking, all I could see were trees, but she was down low enough, she could actually see through the fence that there was this creek running through. And it was quite a distance from the fence. And you also saw like this pyramid shaped rock on top of, like in the middle of the stream. Remember
Yes, I
that?
said that's got to be it.
Yeah. So now the problem is it's windy, it's rainy, it's blustering. I have to lobby this rock
There
over
was
the.
one.
Oh, go ahead.
Sorry, there was one more point. It was just to add to the drama here. Do you remember the gentleman who pulled in with the truck and the dogs?
Oh,
And
yes.
you're like, I don't know what to do now because there's a fence. We're probably not supposed to be here, but this guy is right there. And you're like, I don't, wow. Okay. Now that we knew where we needed it to go, then we were trying to do it very discreetly. And it was really tricky. Sorry.
Waiting for the person to go as we're freezing, and the wind is blowing. And then I'm like, okay, I can't remember the last time I pitched a baseball, but I've got to pitch this rock over the fence. It's got to clear the fence. It's got to clear the distance from the fence to the water. All right, let's just go for it. So I just wound up and pitched it over and asked for help to land it in the creek. And all of a sudden, we heard this big splash. We went, target was met.
Yes, and thank goodness because we couldn't have climbed the fence to go retrieve it. Like we could have done it. But
No.
yes, yep, that
It was,
very reassuring plot.
yeah, very reassuring plot.
Spirit is magical.
It is.
Spirit helps us with everything.
Yeah, and especially getting rid of that rock. So, Lorianne, I know that you've had some experience with rocks and minerals and geology and that. So why water? Like, what did you just know that? Were you intuitively told that? Did you how did that come about? Or did you
I
ask
did.
Janet?
I did. So I did n know that. I had been doing research when I did a graduate degree, and we were actually at the Chalk River Nuclear Station, and we were measuring things in the lakes and things. So we know that generally water, which is why, there's heavy water around nuclear, like we use that too. It contains radioactive. The radiation. So, why that rock had to come from BC to Ontario, that's another question.
I don't know, Janet, got any insights on that one?
Well, it's always an adventure when Lorianne's around. So,
Must be
she
her
always
fairy
brings
energy.
interesting little things. Exactly. So, she's always, attracted to the sparkle and the outworldly, as we all are,
And I just
but
had to share.
it's you were always sharing. It's wonderful, and we get good stories out of it. But it's really cool how that little piece went so far across the ocean to land in BC like that. Just think of that little story. If that little piece could tell a story, all the ships it's seen. It's
The other
just,
interesting, sorry.
yeah, exactly. No, but it's always fun in an adventure. So
And
we got to figure out.
considering I was picking up a bunch of rocks in that area, and I brought them to you, and that was the only rock we had the reaction with.
Exactly. But all the other rocks, very interesting too, but none of them felt that. Just that one.
Oh, that thank God Janet was there to give us some insights, because it's like, oh, I've never had a rock do that to me before. And at least you're there to be able to give us some insights on.
And fascinating ones too.
Yes.
Well,
So.
spirit is our helper, right?
Yes. And you are spirit's answer.
I answer to spirit.
So we have a couple minutes if we wish. So have we got any other interesting stories about any crystals or minerals or rocks that you want to share that you can think of?
Well, what about the time the Amazonite, all the Amazonite you and Bill found?
Oh yeah.
And you how you accidentally found that.
Yes, how
And it,
Bill accidentally found it. Yeah.
exactly.
Yeah. He was led to find that.
Yes.
Yeah, 'cause he was out biking on an ATV with his buddies, and it's on a trail that they have been on since they're kids, and all of a sudden Bill went, I don't think we're on the right trail anymore. How did that happen? And he just happened to look around and see these mounds and shiny stuff. And he said, that's not natural. So they went over and poked around and they found mica. And then he saw all this green rock. So he started picking up all this rock and brought it back. And I went, oh my God, it's Amazonite, I'm sure. So we took it down to the Crystal Cave, which is in South River. And on the there's an exhibit side, and there's some very knowledgeable geologists there. So we brought our stuff in there, and they said, yep, this is Amazonite. And so they gave us lots of information about what we found there, which was wonderful. And then that led to me getting my prospector's license and a claim. But what's even more interesting is the piece that Bill got. It was so interesting. It had microcline on it, which gives it these really cool characteristics. But there was something really, remember when we picked up those rocks, the energy from them when we first
Oh
picked
God,
them
yeah.
up, they were amazing. And it was like hit the heart, hit the throat, and then we look up the definite, like the spiritual meaning or healing meanings of these crystals, and it affects the heart and affects the throat. So it was pretty cool that that happened. But then we found out from Janet that that was part of his spaceship, a spaceship that, yeah. Do you remember that part?
I remember bits and pieces
Yeah.
because it was quite a while ago. But I remember some of it was just dropped.
Yeah.
You
And
know?
then in a special session, and I'm pretty sure it was you, me, Bill, and Lorianne. And Bill was getting these images during the session of great big huge sheets of Amazonite that in some other lifetime he was removing from the earth. And I can't remember which. If it was Purple Planet, I think it was Purple Planet. When we were on the Purple Planet, we came to the Earth.
That's too long ago for me to remember.
That's okay. Yeah. Do you remember Lorianne? Because you were at that session.
Yeah, and that's what I remember as well. And there was something about why we found it there, what the crash or that area is protected. And it has, like you said, a unique composition because the other piece you got from Quebec is very different.
Oh yeah, very different.
This is such a unique composition to it as well.
And the one that he got was quite unique. And when we went back, I found one that was kind of a sister one to his. So I have that in my Reiki studio, and it looks like a dragon's head. You guys have both seen that one.
Yeah. Oh
Oh,
God,
yeah.
yeah.
Well, Janet,
It's
you see
beautiful.
it. Yeah.
Beautiful.
And the energy coming from it. And we've done all kinds of really unique things. I don't know if you remember the time we did the Reiki share, and we brought in the Amazonite and put it in each area. Like, I think there were three or four of them. The energy was just so amazing.
Yeah, but remember, you took it out, the Amazonite out, because you brought it someplace else for some. I don't know if you were showing to people or what, but you took it out, and I went into the office, and it was like the office was totally different. Like the energy was like, okay, where's the rocks? Where's the rocks?
Where's the rocks?
But
It's good
it
after
made such
that.
a beautiful, a beautiful, peaceful energy in there. It was just, oh.
And
You could fall
I
asleep.
think you get calibrated to the energy, right? So I don't feel it anymore because it's just there. So except for when I'm doing sessions with clients, because I keep a great big piece of it underneath my Reiki table. But I know another story I could share about some crystal. This happened, oh wow, it must have been 2008, 2009, and I'm trying to remember. I don't think I had Reiki, or maybe I did have my level one and level two of Reiki, and there was a lady in town who is a psychic, and her business was called Heart of Unity. And she had all different modalities, and she had a little crystal store there, and she did tarot reading. So I went in one time, and she was going to do a reading for me, and there was this beautiful quartz crystal sitting on her desk. And I kept looking at it. I was really drawn to it. She goes, "Pick it up." So I picked it up. She said, "Put it in your left hand." So I did. And she goes, and I'm talking to her, and she goes, "Are you looking at the crystal?" And I look at the crystal. There's this beautiful, beautiful, and it was a Lemurian quartz, I think. So it was very clear, and it was a clear quartz crystal. But I could see this beautiful lavender, mauvey energy flowing through it. And it kept flowing, and I kept looking at it because I thought, oh my God, I'm going crazy. This was the early days of all my metaphysical stuff. So I didn't know anything. And I'm just trans, like, I just cannot believe that this crystal is now got colors flowing through it. And the whole time I talked to her, the colors were flowing through it. So I put it on her desk. And then I was in there for some other thing that she was doing, and her office was open. I said, "Can I go check that crystal?" She said, "Sure." I went and picked it up, put it in my hand. Every other time I went in there to do it, it never did it again. So explain that one, Janet. I could never figure it out. How come it did that one time? And I wasn't on drugs. I was just sitting there holding that
Well,
crystal.
could you perhaps think that maybe that was your energy that was doing that? And it's the color of some of your energy that was flowing through that stone?
Oh, I don't know. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
So how come it never did it after that?
Because you weren't meant to see it after that. You were meant to see it then. Okay, because that's when you started. Basically, your journey, right? Your spiritual journey. So, spirit is going, okay, look at this. Look what you can do. Look at your energy. And you're like, oh, wow, that's so cool. Can't be mine.
Well, it didn't even occur to me that it was mine.
Well, why wouldn't it be yours? You're the one holding it. It didn't have that energy in it when you were looking at it,
No, you're right.
only
Yeah.
when you held it.
Only when I held it. And of course, it would be purple. Purple planet.
Exactly. Exactly. See, easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Yes, and anybody who wants to know more about what we're talking about as far as purple planet, we did do an episode on it. I think it was 16 or 17, I can't remember, but you can go back and listen. So what about you, Lorianne? Have you had any other experiences with crystals, either meditating or
Well, yes. I was just thinking though about that crystal I just brought you and how when you held it and it was warm when you held it, which is unusual because usually, crystals and rocks are cool to the touch. And then you handed it off to Bill And
Janet, I
it,
handed it to Janet
oh,
first.
handed, sorry, handed it to Janet. Oh, at my, here, right. And it was warm, but I'm thinking when Bill held it, that's when it turned cool, and then it never returned back to having any kind of warmth, right? And I thought about that after, and I thought, I wonder if it was something that for him that he needed to experience, whether it was some kind of special healing or some kind of. I just wondered that after, because you were the only person who it was warm to. And, you know, because of how close your energy is, that perhaps when he it passed on whatever qualities you activated.
Yeah, and I think Janet, you were talking about it somehow got activated with some healing energy, correct?
Exactly. Like you activated that healing energy, and it's like, because when I felt it, it was warm too, because you had it in your hand. I felt it. It was really, really warm. And then when you gave it to Bill, all of a sudden it went cold. So it's to me, he neutralized something, or he needed to neutralize some energy in him, and the stone helped to do that. Because he's been through a lot of stress, so that's
Well,
what
and
I'm thinking.
the cool thing about that crystal was that it was warm for hours. It wasn't just because, you know, if you hold a crystal, sometimes it'll get warm because it's your body heat, right? Although we'll go back to that in a
Absolutely.
second. But when I held it, I went, "Oh, wow." And it was big. I needed two whole hands to hold it. I went, "Wow, is it ever warm?" And it was wrapped in tissue paper. Handed it to Janet, and you went, "Wow, it is warm." And it was like 4 hours late, 3 or 4 hours later when I gave it to Bill. And when I picked it up out of the to give it to him, it was still warm. That was so
Wow.
interesting. So
Yeah.
interesting.
Well, you activated something.
What about you, Janet? Have you done any crystal ball work or any scrying?
Yes, I have.
So tell us about that.
I used to have a crystal ball a long time ago. Somebody gave me one as a gift, and they said, "Oh, let's have fun with it. Let's see what you see." And I had never did anything like that, and I said, "Okay, let's just check it out." So I'm looking in the crystal ball, and there was this person standing beside me. And they said, "Oh yeah, tell me what you see. Tell me what you see." I said, "Touch the crystal ball." So they touched the crystal ball. And I said, "Just hold it for a second." I said, "Okay, now give it back to me." So they give it back to me. I held it in my hand. And when I looked inside the crystal ball, I saw a hospital room. I saw the bed, and I saw the people standing around the bed. And I saw somebody having last rites. And
Whoa.
I described that to the person that was being a smarty pants and saying, "Tell me what you could see." And they got all choked up and said, "Oh my God, that was a couple of weeks ago when my mom died. We were in the hospital surrounding her bed, and she was given last rites. And then she passed."
Wow.
So after that, I went, okie dokie. And I put the crystal back.
So, have either one of you ever had any like negative experiences with crystals?
Yes.
So, what
Yes.
happened, Janet?
Well, the one time somebody had, I had met this person who they were having very negative experience in everything in life, okay? There was nothing positive in their life as far as they were concerned. And they said, "Oh yeah, somebody gave me this rock, said this rock's supposed to help me." And I said, "Well, it should help you. Like, it's a rose quartz, it's beautiful, it should help you. Oh, here, look." And they put it in my hand, and my God, I dropped it. Because it was like thousands of needles going through my hands. It was horrible. And I said, "It's absorbed a lot of your negative energy." I said, "But you need to cleanse this stone too. But it's like, how are you coping? What else are you doing to try and help yourself? And so we went through a whole scenario of things. And when it came down to it, the person had no faith, okay, in anything or anyone. So they ended up having to do some work on themselves. And through the work, that their energy became much more positive. And I had seen them about a year later, and they came up to me and said, "I still got the stone." And I went, "Oh, that's nice." And they said, "Here, try it now." And I went, "Okay." So they put it in my hand, and it was warm and loving.
Oh,
So
nice.
they told me about all the work they had done, and how now they see things in a different, more positive way. And they started to see each day as a gift instead of a burden.
And you know what's so interesting about that is that people don't realize that the objects and like crystals are grow like a grow they're a living thing, even though we can't really see that they're a living thing. They're not like we're a living thing. So it's absorbing all of that good stuff, all the negative stuff. So people don't realize that, you know, these objects hold the energy. And go ahead.
Look at all the children. When a little child sees a rock and picks it up, pretty, and just feels the rock, and they love that rock,
They love it.
and then they hand it to somebody, and that love is on that rock that they handed to
Yes.
that person.
Yeah. We can
It's
pass
just
the love around just by picking up pebbles and filling them with
exactly.
love and pass them around.
Not throwing them at people, passing them around.
Passing them around. Exactly.
Correct?
No throwing rocks.
Well,
Wow,
no,
like it's
everything is energy.
everything is energy. What about
Everything
you,
is energy.
Lorianne? Have you ever had a negative experience with any crystals or rocks that you recall?
Apparently, I only give them to my friends and they have the negative experiences with them. Oh.
You wanted to share the love, right?
You know, just make it exciting, you know.
But you've
Yeah.
had some, you've had any other cool experiences that you've had with crystals?
I think the coolest thing I had is when you're, you know, looking around, you're rock hunting, and I'm going this week again. I'm going to actually see face, well, not FaceTiming you, but sending you a video. Because there's lots around this area. What amazes me is sometimes you just feel like there's a calling, like you don't see anything, but then you start moving things around and there's something there. And it's so incredible. And for me, at that point in time, sometimes I get like, oh, yes, you need to take this and you need to give it to someone in particular. And she might need this energy or might, oh, I got the weirdest, sorry, I got the weirdest energy half up my arms thinking about picking a rock up. So I'm going to be doing something this week. That's definitely for someone because as I'm in that, like
Yeah, you're
imagining it
getting
right now.
activated. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess I'm, yeah, definitely have to do that.
Janet has something to say, I can tell. Go ahead, Janet.
About 20 years ago, one of my sisters went to Germany, and I said, "Bring me a rock back from Germany, okay, from a castle," because they were going touring the castles. So she brought me back a little piece of rock from a castle, and she told me that when her and her partner were walking in the castle, there were against the one of the inside walls that going up a one of those round spiral things, and she said, she noticed a rock was a little bit loose, so she kept kicking it and kicking it. So she bent down and picked it up, okay, from the castle wall, stuck it in a little bag, and said, "That's for Janet." Brought it home. Well, as soon as I had the rock in my hand, I felt this sharp pain go down my leg and into my big toe. And the pain never went away until I got rid of the rocks.
No way.
Way.
Wild.
Yeah.
That
And
is
this cat,
wild.
and I think this castle was built like in the 1600s or something.
Wow. So did you
Imagine
ever
that.
get in? Did you ever get any information about that? Like what it was about?
No. No,
No.
I did. She told me a little bit about it, but all I knew was from like, and the pain in my toe was very sharp. It's like, oh, it's like somebody was stabbing me in the toe. So it's like, okay, is it from her kicking? But it was already partially loose. So, and she said she didn't hurt herself when she did it. She just picked it up, stick it in baggie.
I don't know. Maybe it didn't like being away from its castle.
Maybe not, but I ended up giving it. Somebody else was fascinated with it, and I gave them the stone, and I told them the story about it, and they thought it was very, very cool.
Wow, and they didn't get have any big toe pain.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, they did? Oh,
They did.
wow.
Yeah, because they called and said, "What's wrong with that stone?" Because I got a pain in my toe. I said, "Well, my pain is gone. Thank you."
Oh.
But yeah, that was one of the fascinating ones long, many, many years ago.
Well, I work with crystals every single day, and part of the work I do in the morning, I actually there's four crystals that I actually hold in my hand, two in one hand, two in the other. One of them is a Vogel wand, and the other is a Herkimer diamond. And in the other hand, it's apatite from Istanbul. And it's not what is which is the one that's not moldavite, malachite.
Malachite.
Is malachite, which one is the rare one? Moldavite?
Yeah.
Moldavite.
Moldavite, yeah.
Yeah, which is actually, I found out. I know I'm going to go off on a tangent here, but I actually was listening to John Vivanco, who's a remote viewer, talking on one of the metaphysical shows with Rob Counts on Rise TV, that the Moldavite was actually ancient technology that was in the air that got blown up. And that's why it's only found in that one spot in, I can't remember where it's found.
Moldovia.
What's that?
Moldovia. That's
Yeah.
where it's from. Yeah.
So, and it was really, really fascinating. I actually sent the audio from that video to Braylin at the Crystal Cave so she could listen to it. And she said there's so much fake stuff out there, and she can tell what the real stuff is and not. But anyway. So when I'm holding these crystals, so when you hold crystals in your hand, you think they're going to get warmer because it's your body heat. The longer I hold them, the colder they get. They get so cold, I have to put them down and my palms are freezing cold.
Wow.
It is so, it's uncanny. And this one that reminds me, because one of the Herkimers, it was actually you, Lorianne, who gave it to me. And it's this tiny sliver, thin sliver of a Herkimer. And it was so tiny, I kept losing it. And I put it in my front window and thought, well, it'll be safe there. And then it
Yeah.
disappeared for a long time. And then all of a sudden, I found it in some weird spot. It didn't get vacuumed up, which is a miracle. So Lorianne and I sat there one time and we put a light underneath it and we could see all these faces. So then we're talking to Janet about all the faces we were seeing in this crystal. And then I put it on my grid and then one day I picked it up because I thought, this thing is growing. So we actually got some calipers out and we started measuring it. And Lorianne, when you were here one time, we measured it. It had actually grown. Well, when after I lost it and found it again, it grew even more. It just keeps growing. And when I look on my tray where my grid with all my crystals and that, there's other crystals that are growing too. Now, these crystals should have taken millions and billions of years to grow, but they're growing. So,
Yeah,
Janet.
that even on that little Herkimer, the the crystal that started, you know, growing out of it, it's made huge progress.
Yeah.
Like, it's wild.
So, Janet, what do you think's happening with all those crystals?
Well, they're alive. Of course, they're going to grow. You expose them to the sun, right? And the sun, what does it do? The sun creates warmth and helps them to expand and they grow. This is my new one.
What kind is that? Rose quartz.
Sunstone? I don't know. What is
No,
that?
it's
Or
rose
is that?
quartz.
It's
It is
rose.
rose quartz.
That's
Yeah,
beautiful. That's a big
it
wand.
is. It's big.
That's gorgeous.
It is.
Yeah. Wow.
And we were talking about this one.
Oh, the Oregon.
Yeah, the
Aragonite.
Oregon with the J in it.
Yeah.
Of
But
course.
that's not a crystal. That's like
No, that's, but
it's
it's
got
got
crystals in it.
tourmaline.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's filled with tourmaline and copper.
Yeah, those are really good for, especially for EMF energy and stuff like that. I know somebody
Exactly.
who would make them and throw them into the, you know, where they have those great big hydro stations.
Right.
They would throw them in there to help to mitigate some of that negative, awful energy that comes off of those places. So, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, crystals grow, right? They're always growing. They're renewing themselves.
Yeah, it's pretty
Like,
fascinating.
well, look at when you go on your crystal hunts there. You know, when you've gone into different areas and you've seen beautiful, oh, beautiful stones. And just look at on Facebook, these crystal hunters, and they have all these different locations that they go to that people can go to. It's been years and years and years. They're still not running out of crystals.
No.
So they're growing, they're alive, right?
It's so fascinating. And anybody who really wants to, I mean, if you can't get out rock hounding in that, because it can be hard to find places, if you go to the Museum of Natural History in Ottawa, they have one whole floor that's all crystals. They are just fascinating. And some of them I said, hey, Bill, look, I said, it looks like technology. Like the slabs of rock and all the
Yeah.
way that it's these lines that are through it. I said it looks like tech. So anyway, I guess
It's
we will never
beautiful.
know. Yeah. Any
Well, that's
more?
why we love it, you know?
They're
That's
all
why we
fun.
wear it.
Yeah.
That's why we utilize it in our watches, in our TVs, everywhere.
Yeah,
They're alive.
we were just at the Crystal Cave, and this young guy was saying there's like, I'm gonna not remember the number properly. It's either between 30 and 70 different minerals that are used to make a cell phone.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to find out for sure what that number is. And you don't even think about it, like your felt cell phone, you feel like it's just all metal and wires. And yeah, it's pretty fascinating.
It
Well,
is.
we've gone a long way from nuclear rocks to talking about cell phones. So I wanted to thank both of you for such an interesting episode. Is there anything else anyone wanted to add before we sign off?
Enjoy your rocks.
Mm-hmm. Rock on. That's a
Rock
song
on,
too.
baby.
That's a song too. Rock on.
We will rock
Rock
you.
you. And with that, we will say good night. Good night, Janet.
Renee. Good night, Lori.
Night.
Good night, Lorianne. Thank you.
Night. Very welcome.
Thank you, everyone, for listening, and stay tuned for our next episode.